This oral history compilation tape on developments in concrete pavements was edited from original interviews conducted by Frank Hymans. The project was commissioned by the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority's Environment and Community Policy Branch and was completed in 2002. The opinions expressed in the oral history interview tapes are those of the individuals concerned and do not represent, in whole or in part, the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority. Mankind's use of cement and concrete can be traced to the ancient Greek and Roman civilizations. George Vorobiev, a director of Head to Head International, has researched the history of concrete for this project.
The cement used by the Egyptians was calcium gypsum, and both the Greeks and Romans used a cement of calcium limestone, and basically that was the first formations of concrete in its essence. Roman concrete was made of broken brick embedded in a pozzolanic lime mortar, and they obviously used it for roads and buildings, etc. But with the decline of the Roman Empire, concrete also fell back in its usage around the world. And only the first step to introduce concrete again was in England back in the late 18th century, when an Englishman, Smeaton, found that when lime containing a certain amount of clay was burnt, it would set under water. And this was similar to a lot of the concretes being made by the Romans. And probably that was the first era where concrete once again took off in the 18th century and then started to become predominantly used in the 19th and 20th century.
John Hodgkinson is presently Facilities Manager with Interlink Roads.
In this country, the first recorded use of concrete in a road in New South Wales was in King Street in the city in 1880, and it was a section heading up from George Street heading up towards the Law Courts, going past the Theatre Royal and places like that, where they found that because of the gradient in the road, in wet weather, they used to have these wooden block pavements, and the horses used to slip on the wooden blocks. So they thought if we put some concrete down, it might stop the horses from skidding on the concrete. It's tragic to think about. It was old hardwood cedar from the forest. Whatever happened to these wooden blocks, were they used for fireplaces, or who knows what we used. But it's quite tragic in the modern sort of environmental sense, because it was the best wood you could get.
When did concrete roads in Australia first sort of come into general use?
Certainly in the 1920s, we saw an expansion of the use of concrete in roads. Firstly, there was an excess of labour, and you've got councils like Woollahra and Willoughby Council on the North Shore having sometimes up to half of their roads built in concrete. These were reinforced concrete roads. We call them jointed reinforced concrete pavements in the current terminology. And with the traffic loads that they had to carry, they performed extremely well on the natural subgrades.
Ed Haber, now a concrete consultant, designed some of the major concrete road construction projects in New South Wales.
The history of concrete roads in New South Wales essentially falls into three eras. The first, which is sort of loosely labelled the era of the Depression Road, dating back to the late 20s and 30s. I guess it had another political economic function of putting people into work, so it was very manually orientated in those days. They were sort of what you call doweled mesh construction. They were generally what we now call 50 metre in length, with dowel joints to help transfer those loads of joints, and they were marked by wide joints. You know, you might have talked an inch or so of full of this sort of black goo of hot coal tar or something, or hot bitumen, or rubberized bitumen to seal that joint, which became the sort of target of maintenance, but also featured when you drive over them with this sort of then familiar clackety clack, something we endeavoured to get rid of later on.